All right, fellas.
Let's do it.
Let's get it going.
I hope you come with the smoke, man.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I don't
to
ever
hear what
get
you
to
guys
play
got.
On this side of the fence, man. I'm ready.
I'm ready to hear what you guys got. All right, let's start with the Atlanta Falcons. We know Dak Prescott's favorite target is CeeDee Lamb. So much so, he has 30 more targets. I believe it's 30 more targets, 30 more receptions. I'll tell you here in just a second. Then the next highest guy, which is the tight end, Jake Ferguson, who you guys were talking about earlier. So with that being said, A.J. Terrell probably going to see a lot of CeeDee Lamb. That matchup going to be prominent. With that being said, A.J. Terrell, fair or foul, gets an interception while covering CeeDee Lamb. Fair or foul, A.J. Terrell gets an interception while covering CeeDee Lamb.
I will start on this one. And first of all, don't bury the lead. For those of you that don't remember, and Bo and I were talking about this morning, these guys went 16-17 in the 2020 draft. So there was a lot of people maybe kicking around going, hey, Falcons need CeeDee Lamb. And you took A.J. Terrell right in front of him. I think it is probably foul just because the numbers don't stack up. Right, when you look at how long AJ went without a reception, knew they'd come in bunches too over the last 3 weeks. I think he's going to play extremely well against CeeDee Lamb, but I'm just going to say foul. I don't know that he'll get a pick. Maybe a tip ball landing in the hands of a Jesse Bates or Justin Simmons.
Well, those guys are normally the ones tipping them. I would say, because they're also ball hawks, so they've caught a couple of tips. I agree.
Sure.
I would like to say foul because it's not so simple. You know, this team doesn't necessarily match up in DBs with receivers. It's just not really something they like to do. They have. I've seen them do it this year.
Yeah, Randy talked about matches. You can't wait for the DK Metcalf, AJ Terrell matchup.
But They don't do it. They don't necessarily just do it.
Right.
However, read that stat again, Dylon. He's got 45 catches on the season, which is like you said 30.
So, yeah, I got it right here. So, 45 receptions, 613 yards, 4 touchdowns. Lamb's 72 targets are 30 more than the next highest guy, which is tight end Jake Ferguson.
They force the ball to CeeDee Lamb, and that's not Dylan saying that. That's not in my opinion. Those are the numbers that bear that out. That said, AJ is feeling good.
Ooh, spicy.
He's like, man, I am the man. I got paid.
He is him.
I didn't stop playing hard and working. I'm taking
Speaking
a pick.
Speaking of which, did you know that Carson Beck and Jake Ferguson are boyfriends-in-law? Somebody told me that yesterday. Didn't know.
The Cavender twins?
Boyfriends-in-law, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Boyfriends-in-law.
Yeah. Thanks for interrupting my point here.
Well, you wouldn't get there.
With random ass facts.
Yeah. Got to hurry.
For that part only, he gets a pick six.
Oh.
Pick six.
A tutty.
Wow.
An AJ Terrell tutty. An AJ tutty.
I like it. Clip it, baby. Clip it.
AJ Tuddell.
I love it. All right. Let's go to what's going to be going down tomorrow. Trevor Etienne is going up against his old team, a.k.a. the Fighting Squidbillies, a.k.a. the Florida Gators. Trevor Etienne with the Georgia Bulldogs has not gone over 100 yards yet. So fair or foul, Trevor Etienne gets over the century mark for the first time in the red and black against his old team.
Do we know if Tate Ratledge is playing yet? Have we heard any news on that one? Because that would spark me to say over for
him,
sure.
Him being probable leads me down the road of that he is.
Okay.
But you never.
With that being said, Tate Ratledge in the fold. If he is probable, then I am probably going to say that yes, that he's going to go over 100 yards. Tate Ratledge, I don't want to say the best lineman in the country. I think he's top 10 though, man. He's going to do a lot for that offense moving forward. And Etienne, man's going to be hungry, Bo. He's going to be hungry. Feed him.
I'm going to go foul. I just don't think he's going to get enough touches for it. I think Florida's been better against the run the last few weeks than they have been. They've since that first bye, they have really changed things a lot. I just think the way they play offense, they like to throw the ball around a lot. They like to split carries. I say foul for those reasons. I mean, his most yards is 88 this year. That came on 16. His second most is 87, which came on 19. So, foul.
We'll get back to the ground game here in just a minute when it comes to the Falcons and Cowboys. But for right now, fair or foul, because today is actually National Calzone Day. I love to look at what national day it is. Today is National Calzone Day. Fair or foul? A calzone is just a fancy hot pocket when you think about it. It's folded.
How dare you?
It's kind of just folded up.
Do not make
it has
me,
all the pizza stuff in it.
Do not make me come behind the glass.
I get that.
I will whoop you.
I'm asking. Fair foul, a calzone is a fancy hot pocket.
I'll hold him down.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I'm asking. No, it's a question.
No. Next question. We both say it's foul.
It's ridiculous.
Garbage.
It's a garbage question. It's all right?
Garbage.
I'm pretty sure that I know that I don't have an Italian name, but I've got to be of Italian
And for the record, I'm calling the question garbage.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Dude,
just the question.
I'm just telling you right now, there's never been a worse fair foul question asked.
Wow.
All right, move along.
That's unfair.
That's unfair.
You've asked bad ones.
That means I know all the questions that have been asked.
Hold on. That's because you ask all of them.
I know.
So that's unfair. That's a foul. That's foul.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. If it's not the worst, because I'm pretty sure you've done as bad, it's top five worst of all time.
Man, I did not realize you guys were going to be this passionate about calzones. My goodness,
next,
I apologize.
Next question.
The whole thing.
Next question.
Next question. Let me get back to the run game as promised. A lot has been made about the Cowboys' poor run defense. They're giving up just about 156 yards per game on the ground. That is second worst in the NFL. The Falcons' run game obviously can be prominent when it wants to, and I think, as you guys have made the point, they want to run the ball first. So with that being said, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier both get over 100 yards on the ground.
No, I wish that I could say that that's definitely going to happen. I think they both have great days, and I think that they maybe as a combination have the most rushing yards they've had. I don't know what that number is, like what their high is together. As a tandem, what the high would be, but they're not both going to 100.
Well,
and they came close, like, 3 weeks ago, I don't think that's going to be the game plan this week.
Yeah, the Panthers game, I think Tyler had, like, 106, and Bijan had somewhere around 95.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it's foul, and that was a game where they were able to run. They went on a long drive running the ball there.
And that's what that game called for.
Yeah. I think it's foul as well. I think you might have 150 to 170 yards rushing if things go well for you, but that doesn't equal two guys having 100 yards. I think it's foul. I'm not going to sit here and fanboy and say, yeah, everybody has 100.
I'm with you. You're not just dealing out 100 yard rushing games for two. That's hard to do in the NFL.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, we'll close this one out here. The Falcons obviously taking on a very good quarterback in Dak Prescott. Some people think he's a top 10, others don't. And the two guys that include who don't think he's a top 10 are his teammates.
Where would you rank him among quarterbacks right now? I would say he's definitely top 10.
Higher.
You think he's top 5?
For sure. Who else you going to put in there?
Give us your top 5 right now.
I'm going to go him. I'm going to go Mahomes.
Mar. Got to have Mar.
Yeah, Lamar. Josh Allen. Jalen playing pretty good right now, too.
Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback right now.
And Matthew Stafford. I love how Matthew Stafford played the quarterback position.
Sam Darnold could be in the top 5 conversation right now.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looking crazy, too. So it's hard. There's a lot of good quarterbacks right now.
I can't give you a top 5 right now based on how everybody's performing.
So that was Trevon Diggs.
Dak Prescott, too. Oh, I didn't hear that one.
And Micah. No. Yeah, exactly. You see where I'm putting down here? That was Trevon Diggs and Micah Parsons on Micah Parsons' podcast talking about, obviously, their top 5, top 10 quarterbacks. A name you did not hear was Dak Prescott.
The Dak Attack. I think they're just too close to it, right?
Fair foul. Dak Prescott is not a top 10 QB.
I don't think currently he is, to be honest. And I know that you love when I'm honest. I don't think he currently is, man.
I'm just glad you don't sit here and lie to me.
We looked at our buddy Jeff Howe. We looked at his top rankings, and he was right there along with Kirk Cousins. I didn't agree with his Kirk Cousins take, but I don't think Dak's top 10 right now. There's a lot of good quarterback play in the NFL, man. And if Dak's not using his legs, he's not that guy right now.
First off, Dunn, I'll tell you, don't trust the guy that tells you. I'll be honest with you, because then I think, have you been lying to me the rest of the time? I mean, I'm confused.
Who do you trust more, Dunn? You know what I mean?
Well,
I trust you both equally.
Yeah, okay.
Genuine.
Well, I think Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback. He's a man on an island. See, that's what frustrated me, because I thought a lot of people, when you're not winning games, the quarterback gets all the blame. You look at the Cowboys offense. I mean,
he ain't getting helped up front right now. I'll just say that.
They're third in passing. Now they're not getting a lot out of those yards, but they're third in passing overall. He's doing things, but it's all on him. They can't run the football, and it makes him look a lot worse. Why is it that we can say Kirk's a top 10 quarterback right now the way he's playing? Because he's got a run game.
Right.
And but then if we didn't, we'd be like, would we say Kurt's not a top 10 quarterback?
But it's all encompassing. Yes, I'm telling you, encompassing.
Dak is a top 10 quarterback. If you put Dak in Atlanta, he would be doing the same things that Kirk is.
Right. Well, we got to go to break. Fair foul, Bo. Dylan did a good job on fair foul.
Well, he's close to getting a foul because of that calzone question. That calzone, but I think overall it's fair because he put thought and research into the questions.
Yeah.
And that's all that can ask.
Taking this man to the nearest Italian spot.
Everybody gets a throwaway question.
I love calzones. I just thought it would be an interesting question to ask. I wonder where you guys stood on calzones, but I know now.
Was disrespectful.
I know now.
You're talking yourself into a foul because I don't believe you love calzones if you ask that question.
We got to go to a break.
I want to know what y'all think.